the best of Kennedy Malloy. And the best barbecue known to man is a Cross Range. See the range at Harvey Norman. Cross Range! Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
You got that right. It's Thursday, people, which makes this the big Thursday edition of Kennedy Malloy.
Well, it does, doesn't it?
It's a big day. There's a lot going on, so strap yourself in, muchachos.
All right.
Hey, Bruno Marsgate, we'll be resolved. You made an outrageous slur that reflected poorly on me.
I feel very confident with the outcome.
I will correct the ledger when we check in with my mate, Richie, real, later in the show.
Okay. Donald Trump has gone cocoa bananas.
Even by his standards.
By his standards today.
He had a press conference. First one in about 800 days.
Yes.
And he saved some of his best stuff.
Well, it goes for a really long time.
An hour 20.
We've picked out some highlights
anyway,
for
we'll
you.
We'll play it for you
without
comment.
And you won't believe, honestly, that this guy's running a country.
Okay, we are laden down today with A-list guests. One of the greats, father of the house here at Triple M, probably invented the whole idea of FM radio, Lee Simon. He's leaving us. He's going to stroll on in to take a quick trip down memory lane.
He's probably known every single and interviewed every single major rock and roll star that ever lived, and he's full of stories.
All right, we can't wait to get on with that.
We're going to talk to Andrew Embley.
From the Weagles.
Yep, so.
Hello to all our WA listeners.
Well,
they're in town.
Yes.
I've watched people have started to file in.
All heading to the MCG for Saturday's grand final. We're going to hand over. You're going to leave, are you, at some stage?
I've got a two-hour front bar tonight. Spectacular. Channel 7, 8:30. Don't miss it. So Dave O'Neill will be filling my very large shoes.
That'll be good fun, won't it, Dave?
Are you checking in with Gus Warland? And
definitely
all the latest about the Dally M?
Yes, that was a big night. And, so we'll just play some highlights from that.
And he's a big Roosters man, so we'll take the temperature of what he's thinking
out
there.
Good idea. Hey, we're going to pick our slash winner as well.
This is a massive show.
It is huge.
How do you cram it all in? I don't know. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. All that and much, much more. Hello, Jane Kennedy. How are you?
Hello, Nikki Malloy.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
Hi, Jane. How are you, Jane?
Oh, that's a bit rude.
Oh, I'm talking to Mick.
Why wouldn't you talk
filthy.
To me?
I'm
what?
Filthy.
I think I know what this
what
is about.
What you did last night to my gets is
sacrilegious. Shall I feel everyone? We all went out for dinner last night because Sam, R.E.P.,
he's going away. It's a sad occasion here. He'll be leaving us at the end of the week. Thank you, Sam, for everything.
It's coming back.
Yeah, well... Is he? I don't know.
He is.
It's a long time in radio.
Well,
I've seen someone leave on Thursday and not come back Friday. I've been rang at home and been told not to come in tomorrow on an answering machine message.
Oh, well, at least he went out on a high.
In January. Oh, a lot could happen between now and then.
Well, we all went out for a dinner and it was a good get-together, wasn't it?
It was the Last Supper.
Last Supper.
It was going well for a bit, but...
What happened? What did I do?
What you did.
Well, your gets was parked outside the pub where we were all having dinner.
The gets in pole position, by the way, in the rock star position.
Really nice. And Mick and I were outside waiting to head off to go home.
That's it.
And I said, oh, there's Dave's gets.
Well, you hoped it was mine. What if it was somebody else's?
We did hope it was yours.
So... Two people rooting in the back of it.
But I don't know what instinct someone has when I just say, there's a friend of ours' car, to go and lie on the bonnet and mansplain and then say, Jane, take a photo of me.
Like
which
some sort
I did.
Of hood ornament.
Terror. Well, chick magnet or hood ornament? You being the judge, it could be either.
Mm. Mate, I bet that car at the car detailers all day to get a massive ass groove out of the bonnet.
Car models are hot, generally.
Generally, they are.
Yeah. Yes, well, there it is. Hey, now, just quickly.
Yes. What?
You, yesterday, were outrageous on this program. We were talking about Bruno Mars. I suggest, well, why don't we just have a listen to this little grab from yesterday. Bruno Mars is the worst performer I've ever heard. B-list at best.
No.
Oh, come on.
Find that fascinating.
Yeah, couldn't be happier.
Considering the email I've got in my hands.
What's that?
Oh, it's from Mike Fitzpatrick.
Oh, Fitzy, the boss.
Yep. Mm-hmm. He's sending it to someone. It says this, Karen, Mick Malloy is very keen to go to Bruno Mars.
Oh.
Do you think he might be able to help us out to find him 2 tickets, please?
Oh,
would be okay. Greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Well, that's Karen from Warner Music. I know Karen.
Karen from Warner Music and Mick Malloy. This is very unofficial. Let it.
What a bitch. You are.
Don't you call me a bitch or I'll fight with you. Listen, I've got the evidence in my hands, Michael Malloy.
Can I explain this?
What? Go ahead.
I have a friend called Richard Ludbrook who has a five-year-old daughter. He's in Italy right now, but I'm going to ring him.
Sure.
I am going to get him to confirm that story.
Yeah.
He took his five-year-old daughter.
Closet Bruno.
You're
Mars
adorable.
Fan. You are.
They were Richard Ludbrook. I'm going to call him now.
Yeah, right. Sure, Mickey.
Now, when Richie didn't answer his phone, you were suggesting he was my imaginary friend.
And I still am.
And he did. Well, you, Jane Kennedy, are about to eat those words because I have tracked him down to a region inside Italy. Richie, are you there, mate?
I am. Hi, Mickey.
Hello. Where exactly are you, mate?
I'm in the middle of Tuscany, actually, so I guess this must be pretty important to wake me up at 7 o'clock.
Well, it is important. In Italy.
Well, it depends how you look at it, Richie, because, well, first of all, we've thought that you might be Mickey's imaginary friend.
Well, no, I can tell you now I am real.
Yeah, he is real. We used to live together. We've done time together.
Oh, have you? That's another story. That's another podcast.
Now, Richie, I need you to answer this clearly and succinctly for the Triple M national audience.
I'm trusting you to be absolutely honest here, Richie.
For the permanent record.
I know other way.
Okay, when I purchased 2 tickets from this organisation for Bruno Mars, they were not for me. In fact, they were for who, Richie?
Well, I wish I could help you out here, Mickey.
Oh! You are, Richie.
I don't know that I
swear to God, Doug. Very funny. You've had your
I'm
fun.
I'm pretty sure I've been overseas for 2 years.
Richie! No.
As we suspected. Thanks, Richie, for that.
Yeah,
so
we knew
it. Have to wind it up now.
Yeah, and before we hang up, I better clarify this because you did actually save my life.
Thank you.
When he got the tickets for me.
Oh.
So the real story is, and we better get this straight too, they weren't for me.
Everyone's covering their ass when it comes to Bruno Mars. Who were they for, Richie?
They were for, at the time, my 6-year-old daughter who came and saw me and said, Dad, I want to go to Bruno Mars. Having got out of the Taylor Swift concert the year before, I said, yeah, no problem. I'll organise that for you.
Oh.
And then being Father of the Year, I promptly forgot about the tickets. So when she said, Dad, have you got the tickets? I went, yeah, got the tickets. Quickly thought, on our way out of this, I'll ring Mick. He'll be able to get me some tickets.
Bang.
Uncle Mickey came
through.
So
he made a 6-year-old girl very happy.
Thank you very much. And everyone, suck it.
We're very disappointed to hear that.
I proved myself.
But thanks, Richie. I'm glad we sort of hunted you down. You were having a relaxing time until you got these urgent phone calls from...
Are you ever coming home?
Only the next Bruno Mars concert.
Thanks, Richie.
Hey, good on you, mate.
Good on you, guys.
You're so
accepting
desperate.
Apologies right now, right here, say something and make it sincere.
What I want to say is you were just so cranky and desperate to clear that up. I don't understand.
That was a slur on my reputation.
A bit too keen to clear it up.
I haven't spoken to him all year. And it's the first time I said, hey, quickly, he runs a venue in Melbourne. I said I'd do this for him. Yep. Boat Builder's Yard for grand final, 20 buck jugs, big screens. If you're coming from interstate, it's right on the river. It is a top shelf venue. Get along and
get
have a cracking
there.
Day out. Well done, everyone. I'm the best.
Not only did I not
go to the Bruno Mars concert, I did something nice for a 6-year-old girl. I am the best guy ever.
I
think Fitzy
you.
Did all the hard lifting there.
Thanks to Crossray Barbecues, the only barbecue you'll ever need is a Crossray. See the range at Harvey Norman.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
You, like me, were sitting up with our jaws dropped today. Watching one of the funniest hour and 20 minutes I've seen, which is the leader of the free world doing a 1 hour, 20 minute press conference one-on-one, which he hasn't done. They protect him.
Mm.
They don't expose him to this stuff.
The one thing they've only been able to do, because he's, you know, big on Twitter and all that.
So they're on Twitter or he says stuff as he's getting into a helicopter or as he's about to tee off, but you never actually get him an hour and 20, and you work out why. It's the end of the UN conference, so they've got him. But he wanted to speak. Here's the topics from Kavanaugh, which is blowing up big time in his face. Canada, China, And I think there's some other stuff running around as well.
Probably in there,
Russia. Well, no, Russia doesn't get it. China gets the blame. But can I? It's not ball turning, but you just need to get a sense of that this man is the most powerful man in the world.
And how is he allowed to speak for that long? Why can't any other leader do that?
Because he just rambles. It's like a madman talking to himself. He plays all the parts. Anyway, we put together a quick, just an idea, a taster of what you're dealing with.
If we brought George Washington here, the Democrats would vote against him, just so you understand. And he may have had a bad past. Who knows, you know? He may have had some, I think, accusations made. Didn't he have a couple of things in his past? People know that a lot of the news is fake, and a lot of the people sitting here are fake. But 20% of them are wonderful, okay?
If I could just actually ask question, Mr. Trump. You didn't let me ask my question.
You've been asking a question for 10 minutes.
So
please sit down. It's happened to me many times. I've had many false charges. I had a woman sitting in an airplane, and I attacked her while people were coming onto the plane, and I have a number one bestseller out. I mean, it was a total phony story. There are many of them. So when you say, does it affect me in terms of my thinking with respect to Judge Kavanaugh? Absolutely, because I've had it many times. I like that you're shaking your head. Yes, I'm going to ask you the next question because of that, okay? It's probably going to be the killer of all questions. And I like China, and I like President Xi a lot. I think he's a friend of mine. He may not be a friend of mine anymore, but I think he probably respects. From what I hear, China has total respect for Donald Trump and for Donald Trump's very, very large a brain. He said, Donald Trump, they don't know what to do. Never happened. Wow, that's a lot of hands. That's a lot of... Steve, go ahead. He's a very high-quality person, this man, but he'll probably hit me with a bad one. So I've received two letters from Chairman Kim. At some point, I'll, you know, give these letters. They're incredible letters. They're letters that are magnificent in the sense of his feeling for wanting to get this done. I really believe he wants to get it done. I may be wrong. Will we make a deal, Steve? I don't really know. But I think we're going to. In the meantime, this is a historic letter. And it is a historic letter. It's a beautiful piece of art.
The message that is being sent to the women who are watching this, when you use language like con job in relation to allegations.
I've used much worse language in my life than con job. That's like probably the nicest phrase I've ever used. I mean, con job. It is. It's a con job.
A lot of the leaders laughed. Why do you think they were
laughing? Well, that's fake news.
And what was that experience like?
It was fake news. And it was covered that way. Okay. As I said, our country is now stronger than ever before. It's true. I mean, it is true. And I heard a little rustle, and I said, it's true. And I heard smiles, and they weren't laughing at me. They were laughing with me. We had fun. That was not laughing at me. We were doing it together. We had a good time. They respect what I've done.
No.
New York Times, come on, New York Times. The failing New York Times, stand up, go ahead.
We're kind of thriving, not failing these days.
You're doing very well. Yeah. Say thank you, Mr. Trump.
I think I'll stop short of that.
By the way, what President Moon said last night, I know you won't report it. I can't say because you would say I'm too braggadocious. But what he said about me last night was an unbelievable thing. Couldn't have happened without President Trump, and it never would happen without President Trump. Always like to finish with a good one. Elton John said, when you hit that last tune and it's good, don't go back.
When did he say that, Dave?
I don't know. Now, there it is. There's a cross-section of what you're dealing with.
There's so many extraordinary phrases he's used in there. The one that sticks with me, honestly, the most is that he has a very, very large brain.
That was a bit braggadocious of him.
A little, wasn't it? Yeah.
I like the
word I'm going to use every day now.
There's an inquiry coming up with a judge who's on possible sexual assault charges, and he tells a female journalist who's asking him questions about it to sit down.
Yeah.
Have you got that bit just on its own?
You didn't let me ask my question.
You've been asking a question for 10 minutes.
So
please sit down.
Oh. Yeah, okay. There you go. Anyway, there he is. He's leader of the free world.
I could listen to that all day, quite frankly. Well, but anyway, enough.
He would have thought
enough.
He's knocked it out of the park, I reckon.
He would have.
Hey, when we come back, guess what? Lee Simon.
Excellent.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Take it away, Marshy.
Our next guest normally does these voiceovers, and his voice is so famous he's been whispering at you for a very long time. But after 40 years in radio, Lee Simon is retiring, and we're sad to see him go. but not without a few bloopers first.
He's played in a physical disability rugby league. F***ing hell. T's, K's, T's, lips, teeth and tongue.
Lee starts his daily voiceover sessions with me by really testing that the microphone is on.
Yada, 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 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2,
blah, blah, blah.
Then, when he's got his grievances out of the way...
What's wrong with the project? Why have they put her on?
He would launch into the scripts. That's if he could keep his composure.
For optimal performance on air, Kennedy Malloy are powered by Twisties and Coke Zero. For maximum...
Occasionally, Lee would sneak in a gag.
Virginia Grohl...
They used to call her Virgin for short, but not for long.
Now, Lee is a man who knows his limitations.
To spill Legos on the upcoming... No, I shouldn't attempt that.
But it turns out it's a miracle we've had this famous voice on the air at all.
I went to an ear, nose and throat guy yesterday who said, I'm surprised that you've had a career because he worked out who I was. He said, how can you speak? You have such a deviated septum. So I'm going to get that done. He said, it'll change your voice. And I said, well, that's okay. at this stage of my career. Here we go. Sorry, I'm boring you stupid. You can now delete all of that as well, by the way. Will I ever learn?
So after an accomplished 40-year career, please welcome the man who still hasn't learned that if you say it around a microphone, it could come back to haunt you. Lee Simon.
Oh, yeah. There he is.
How well, welcome, you, Lee.
Traps for young players.
It is.
Yeah.
And you've had lots of great advice over the years for many players.
Well, I have, yes.
We would call you the father of the house here as the ranking senior member, and we mean that in the best possible spirit because you've been, I can't remember Triple M without you, and I can't remember, even before that, I think the very first FM radio station, this one we're on, was called Eon FM prior to that, and you were on board then as well, weren't you?
Yes.
Can you talk us through that? Because did Sydney have an FM?
No, we were first.
Okay.
Triple M in Melbourne was first, followed by our Sydney brothers and sisters about, I don't know, a month later. Yeah. They had all sorts of transmission issues, which is also very boring for me to be talking about. But first cab off the rank as far as commercial FM radio was concerned.
Lee, I've known you on and off now for many years. We've worked together at the House of M's over many times. I'm encouraging you to write a book. I'm also encouraging you to change the names. Because it could just be, I mean, you know where all the bodies are buried. You've seen it all. I could pick a name at random and we'll work out, because you've dealt with all of them. Okay, who's the most difficult, one of the most difficult DJs you've ever had to work with?
Oh, dear.
What about Molly? Didn't you have to sack Molly? Did you have to sack
No. Molly worked with Gavin Wood on Eon FM very early days, and Molly Wood, as Molly does, head straight to work from the Chevron.
From the Chevron.
Nightclub, yeah.
And
I think he had me in a headlock there one night.
Would come into the front of the building, either in the Celica or the Rolls Royce, that followed that, and waft up the stairs and jump in the studio. Create Molly magic or mayhem. Mm. He would throw playlists out the door. He would play whatever he wanted. He'd do whatever. And there was some discussion by those further north of me in the building about actually getting rid of Molly. And in fact, there was an infamous occasion when...
Yes. A boardroom meeting, yes.
I was called in there and Bill Armstrong, founder of the company, managing director, Clyde Simpson, the late, wonderful Clyde Simpson, our GM at the time, and a few others. Dragged me into the boardroom and said, look, we need to talk about Molly. Time for him to go. He's just pushed it too far. Clients are getting angry. We're missing out on ad breaks. And I'm defend like you do. Push against it. And as it turned out, lying borderline unconscious under the boardroom table, unbeknownst to us until the very last moment, was Molly.
You heard a rustling.
Was he conscious?
A rustling
under
the boardroom.
Out of it?
He'd been asleep. He'd come from the Chevron, fallen asleep in the corner of the boardroom, which we've all done on occasion.
Well, who hasn't?
And he's fallen asleep under the boardroom table.
Yes. No, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's true.
You would have had so many stars through, you know, musicians on air.
Yes.
Was there an occasion where you just got fed up with someone? You know, often rock stars come in, they've got the sunnies on and they're whinge because, oh, it's so early.
When you're actually doing them a favour by
promoting. You're promoting their stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, is there someone that really gave you the pip?
Mostly no, but there's a couple I can think of, and one in particular. And I took an instant dislike to him, mainly because he had a stupid asymmetrical haircut. With the,
oh, okay. Like, so what year was this?
'84, '85.
Okay.
And it was really long down one side and really short on the other.
My six. Was it leasing of my six?
No, it wasn't. Phil Oakey, Human
Whoa,
League.
Human League. Phil Oakey. And,
what did he do wrong?
What did he do wrong?
He turned up at the station to do an interview drive time. So it was this time of the day. Not too early.
Yeah.
Came in with the wonderful Sandra Robertson, who was a PR person who I adore. And he decided I was going to do the one-word answers. And John Peters was on air.
Oh, good Lord, John Peters.
And John, huge fan of the Human League.
Yeah.
Very excited. And question. Yes. Next question. Oh, maybe. Oh. And I'm sitting in the PD's office because that's who I was. And I'm just getting a little bit angrier and angrier by the moment, as has been my want. And they hit a song, and I thought, that, you know what?
Time to pull the pin.
Stormed down the corridor.
Oh, yes.
Hurled the door open into the studio. And I went, you, to him. Oh, I can't say what I wanted to say.
No, but it started with F.
You, F off now. And he looked at me with a, what? I said, no, you. I don't know which bit you're not understanding. Get up out of the seat and get the F out of, our radio days. Station. Well,
so he got I heard up, you threw him out like a dwarf.
He got up like a wet cat and just sort of headed off down the door. And I went, it feels better. John was in shock.
Freaking out.
Well, I'd be just surprised if John Peters wasn't in the fetal position, as he often was when the lift doors opened at 9 a.m.
Happy ending. About 10 minutes later, I'm back in the office and there's a knock on the door and there's Phil Oakey sort of looking very contrite.
You're kidding.
And he said, oh, look, I've had to think about it and I made a bit of a twat of myself. If I promise to actually be good, is it okay to go back in?
Oh, yeah, that's kidding. What they need. Prima donnas like
And he didn't. He was great. And so that was good. The word got out. You don't turn up at that station. Give us nothing.
Have you got some Human League?
We do.
Let's play it. Hang about, Lee. We've got plenty more to wade through with you. Do you want to forward announce this?
Yeah,
do it,
Lee. Come on.
Dange.
Well, don't be monosyllabic.
It's your wheelhouse.
You're right. This is the Human League. I'm going to hit pause for this.
No, leave it to me. I'm actually stretching so I can get all
this the way
to
the This is the host of Night Moves.
It's the Human League, Triple M.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Kennedy Malloy and a very media-savvy Phil Oakey.
Human League. Now he is.
Oh, yes, and don't you want me. There we go.
There it is. Now, can I say something to you? Yeah, I was going to ask you briefly about changes you've noticed over the years in FM radio and radio, but that would be one of them. No one back announces anymore. I remember when we started out, if you didn't back announce a song correctly, they'd be on you. And I don't know, but I remember when the last time I went to do breakfast radio, Adam Sugadinski rang up one day and went ballistic. For God's sake, would you just back announce the songs? And she's right. What happened to the back announce?
I think a lot of people rang up and complained about the fact that they were trying to record the songs off the radio. And would you guys please mind just not saying anything?
That was the olden days, though, when we used to sit there waiting for the song to come on and press record. Which everyone used to do.
I don't know. There was a lot. Never look backwards when you were on air.
Is that a big change? I'd say the other big change of us, not as much acid wash. When you were at the height of your powers, acid wash and the bomber jacket was the reigning.
I'm sure some of our regional stations might dispute that.
Also, the pastel wind sheeter in various shades of pastel.
Or the bomber jacket. That was the bomber jacket. Which I love.
Johnson Miami Vice kind of look, yes.
What about the whisper? We mentioned that. Play the whisper, Dave. That's as famous as it gets here. That's as famous as Slash's guitar.
Yeah, it's iconic.
Put it to you. Iconic. Tell us about recording. How did they pick you out of a crowd? How did you get to that point?
We were all assembled up in Sydney for some reason. Rod Muir was the boss. I adore the man. My first proper boss in radio. And there have been quite a few other good ones along the way.
Sure.
So we're in a studio in Sydney. It would be 4 o'clock in the morning, easily, maybe later. Some of the people in the room were wide awake at that time. And we're standing around the mic and it was, okay, we've done all these other Triple E music and this and that and the other. And it's Trevor Smith, I think Ian Grace, myself.
Oh, Ian Grace.
And Rob Muir.
Yep.
And we're standing around this microphone just saying, Triple M. over and over and over and over and Rod. No, do it again. No, do it again. No, that's all the 47, 50 maybe. That's the one. And we don't know what the difference
it
was.
It has been ever since. Look, we've got someone on the line now. We've got Mick on the line, which has got a question that I wanted to touch on as well. Hello, Mick.
G'day. How are you, Jane?
Really good. What do you want to talk to Lee about?
Oh, I remember Lee on Night Moves way back when. We used to be able to record VHS.
Yes.
And we used to make our party tapes.
and Lee had an afro.
Yeah.
Remember
he had a perm, wasn't it?
No,
it wasn't an afro.
Mick. It wasn't an afro. They were my natural Greek curls. Never has there been a perm or an afro.
Thank you, Mick.
Can we be on the record for that?
Just talk us through Night Moves. That was one of the very early music shows on Australian
TV.
Well,
Mick obviously was up late on a Friday night. A bunch of us stumbled together, walked into Channel 7. We were called in for a meeting. It turned out that they had a lot of footage that came with a package of other shows. It was concert footage.
Okay,
they didn't know what to do with it, so they thought, why don't we do 6 weeks in Melbourne and play all this footage, and that way we can kind of monetize it or whatever.
Yep.
Second week, Adelaide came on board. Third week, Tassie. Fourth week, Sydney. And 7 years later, it kind of all faded away.
And it was a really simple format. It was you in front of the camera.
It was the first VJs, wasn't it?
It was the
first, there wasn't much going on at that stage, there wasn't. Really,
no,
was
not
there?
A lot. Not
and
a lot.
Certainly not on free-to-air. Yeah. No, well, there was then, wasn't it?
It was ahead of MTV. There were other shows, lots of those Saturday morning shows with Donnie Sutherland.
Yeah.
Of course, Countdown was an institution.
Yes, but this was an alternative.
Well,
that
was our slug line, the alternative rock show.
I imagine you, Gavin Wood, Donnie Sutherland getting drunk and getting in a fight together.
Tried to make it happen. And, I don't know, I just walked the other way.
We got one a caller there. Neil, you want to say something to Lee?
Yeah, I just want to say radio wouldn't be radio without Lee Simons.
Oh, Neil.
Everyone's going to miss you, mate. And just listen to that Human League song back there. Takes me back to the day when I was around 16.
Oh, you didn't have the stupid haircut as well, did you, Neil?
Trying to ring through to win the top 8 at 8 to get like a $50 brasses voucher.
There you go.
That's what $50 was. $50.
That was a good prize.
That was a good prize. Hey, listen, we've got a package of tributes. Would you mind? We don't want to embarrass you here. We've played your bloopers. Just a couple
some
of
real
tributes.
Genuine ones we wanted to play for you.
Some of this you may have heard on the Hot Breakfast in Melbourne, but these are some tributes we've gathered together to send you off.
Oh, thank you.
40 years ago, a young Greek bloke walked into the studios of 3XY and said,
"Yeah, hi, my name's Vasilis Simon, and I'd like to be a rock DJ, please."
He changed his name,
waited for his balls to drop,
and gave him a job.
Just the band you take home to see your mum and dad, right? Right? Why not? Rose Tattoo, that's Rock and Roll Outlaw. They've got a new album coming out in about 3 weeks too. Catch it if you can, okay? I'm Lee Simon from 3XY in Melbourne. That's your Rocktober station in Melbourne.
Hi, Lee. Barry Bissell here. We go back a long way. Back to the 3XY days when we first worked together. Mate, what an amazing career. I only worked out the other day. You've been here for 38 years. That's extraordinary.
Hi, this is Rob Sitch.
And this is Santo Chilaro here.
Wow. It's over 30 years since we walked into Lee Simon's office.
It's still so clear in our
I'll
mind.
Never forget the first thing he said to us.
Said, "Who are you?"
No, it was after that.
I think he said, "What do you guys want?"
No. He hired us. He said, "You're hired."
He hired us?
Yes.
That was Lee, was it?
That was Lee.
You sure? I thought that was Gavin Wood.
No, it was Lee. Anyway, congratulations, Lee, on an amazing career, and thank you.
And congratulations to you, Gavin Wood, as well, if you're listening.
Hey, this is my amalgam. The blood of your life, Lee. The blood of your life. I admire you so much. What you did for the Australian Music Industry, not only on radio, but on television as well, on the shows, has been something that has imprinted in the Australian industry.
Hey Lee, it's Jimmy Barnes here. What a career you've had. Lee, you've always been one of those guys who could see the big picture, who knew what was going on, who knew what was great and what we should all be listening to. I'm honoured to call you my friend. I'm honoured to have been in this business with you.
Lee, you and I have been mates from the old Night Moves days, 3XY, but you've been the last man standing at Triple M. You've been there from day one. Your passion for music and artists has been just unbelievable. I won't bring it up on air, but what happened with Patti Smith when he knocked on the door determinedly in New York to get an interview with her many, many years ago. Lee, the Gadinskis love you. You are a living legend.
Thanks for joining us. Welcome to tonight's show. You'll see tonight a double from Stevie Nicks. We've also got Mental as Anything.
The original and the best. Lee Simon.
Well, there you go. Oh, James Coyne!
James!
Oh, sorry, Lee.
Was it because I sounded...
Look at it. Take a photo. Take a photo.
Nick, you are, stop taking photos of me crying. It is so ridiculous.
We're going to post this one.
Oh, don't play the sad music. Not too close, hey.
Oh, that's sweet. Thank you, guys.
Well done, mate. That'll do, Lee Simon. That'll do. Yeah. Enjoy your time. Thank you for everything you've brought to this station and to broadcasting. And I think it said there, you are a living legend. And you service the radio. Will be unrivaled. There should be a statue of you out the front
there
of the
There should be. It won't be the same without you around here.
If I stand really still, maybe.
A Lincoln-style memorial, maybe, where we could all go and ask the questions. Well done, mate.
Thank you, mate.
And go and have a great time with beautiful Jan.
That's
and your kids.
That's the plan.
All right. Andrew Embley to join us next.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
Out wide to Embley. Tough kick. Goes for the banana. Andrew Embley.
Please welcome Andrew Embley.
Hello, mate. You're almost a friend of the show now.
You
nice
are.
To be here, absolutely.
2 weeks in a row now. Last time we spoke to you, you were about to play.
You played Melbourne.
How did that game go, Jane?
No, it didn't go so well for the D's. Oh, yeah, no, I was there. And I'll tell you what, the Optus Stadium is a beautiful stadium.
It is a beautiful stadium.
The noise is unbelievably bad when all you can hear is the cheers from West Coast Eagles.
You said your ears hurt.
Literally, your ears.
About, weren't they?
I have never experienced anything like that sound, that roar of, you know, probably 60,000 people.
And all barracking for the one.
All barracking for the one.
It's loud. On the front bar tonight, we actually have some footage of West Coast fans outside the ground immediately afterwards.
Oh, really?
I've seen some Cocoa Bananas behaviour before in my life, but this is it. Now, you were over there. You've just arrived to the East Coast from WA. Can you tell us what's going on there? Because the biggest stories in WA are either Shark Attack, Ben Cousins,
Shark Attacks,
or now the West Coast Eagles.
There's a bit going on in WA at the moment.
I can just imagine how it's big.
It's big. I think at the start of the season, not many people thought West Coast would be playing in the grand final, let alone playing finals. So they've played such a great year. They've played some really good footy, and Collingwood the same as well. So two powerful clubs. I mean, West Coast, they are a massive, massive club in Western Australia.
Yeah.
It's the most iconic brand in WA, and now Collingwood, we know how big they are over here. So it promises to be an absolute spectacle. We love the week over here. It's always try to get here a bit early, and the Melbourne people have been very kind to me and allowed me into their venues.
Oh, you must not be wearing any colours then when you walk around.
No, you're a champion player.
You are,
You've played in premiership outfits. Everyone remembers you as a great of the game. There is a lot of responsibility on the shoulders of the West Coast Eagles, because as you may be aware, Eddie McGuire put a call out to all Melbourne
all
clubs.
Victorians.
Would you like to all come and help Barrett?
Who do you go for? So I mean, I know that.
Well, West Coast Eagles, and that's saying a
you either
lot.
Go for Collingwood or you don't.
You either go for Collingwood or you don't. I think that's just.
Or you go for no one.
The only people going for Collingwood this week are Collingwood supporters and Fremantle Dockers supporters. They're the only two.
Oh,
supporters,
that's
right?
Interesting.
They are the only two that are
I
going.
I would have thought we got a lot of Frios. There's a lot of Frio supporters in Melbourne.
Smattering. But there is. But that's it. It's the same. So how do you think the game will unfold?
Well, that's the big question. I think we spoke last week, and the key for West Coast is that midfield battle, because I think they've got the most potent forward line in the competition.
Agreed.
I think, and if you can get enough supply in there, then they're going to be able to probably kick a winning score. But if you can't get the footy in there, that's going to be the big one. So Brodie Grundy, I thought, had the better of Scott Lysett a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
So big chance for Scott Lysett and Vardy to stand up. I thought they nullified Gorn's influence last week.
Sure did.
That was able to win that supply
battle.
What
do you think they'll do to try and stop Mason Cox this week?
Well, that's going to be the big one, hey? Bigger than Texas. How good was he? Surely
he's
can't
incredible.
Do that 2 weeks
his
in
one
a row.
Good game.
He's played his one good game.
You didn't get it right last time.
Let's hope he's only played that one good game. I'll tell you what a good game it
do
was.
You know what?
Too.
He should be banned. Oh, I mean, he's like a circus freak.
You can't be seven foot
and allowed to play. She's not going to have one of those hype machines. You have
but
to be able to.
You know what I love? I love the, I wouldn't call it arrogance, but it was the strut. So he'd take the grab and then he just get these big shoulders up and he'd look around and he'd give this, you know, walk and I'm going, champion. Like, how good is that? I love it. He's looking at his opponent. He's looking at Ransom going, you've been playing this game your whole life.
But I'll tell you this. Sadly, I witnessed that game. And I have to say, even on a good day, if we had put our A game, they would have been hard to beat. They were on.
They were
If they play like they played last week, you've got your hands full.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's the reason why they're $1.60 favourite and West Coast are $2.20. So the bookies are obviously seeing the fact that Collingwood are playing some good football. At the MCG, it's always harder for West Coast
and it's hard to gauge
to go there.
Sorry, Embers, it's hard to gauge because it was such a walkover of sorts last week with West Coast.
Not an ideal game.
But they looked like they did not raise a sweat, I have to say. It looked like a training drill.
The second half, because I was obviously calling it for Triple M, the second half, it was breeze-free footy. Like McGovern was pulling... there was a contest there where McGovern just pulled out. Yep. Shannon Hearn pulled out a contest because they know they'd go in there and go too hard.
So they were... conserving energy.
We're done. The only thing that was going to happen to West Coast in that second half was lose some of their key players. Yes.
I say to everyone living in Melbourne, West Coast and Collingwood, at the MCG, lock up your daughters. keep the windows of your cars up if you're driving through the city. Yeah. Don't tap on the glass. Yeah. Keep your heads down. They will be running amok. It'll be great to see. It's always great to have you here.
Yeah, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
There's the grand final motorcade will be in Melbourne tomorrow. I bet you that's all with stolen cars. I'll bet you it is.
You'll have a great time. Now, Mick, you're about to head off because around the country you can see the Front Bar grand final show.
Two hours. Can I tell you some of the guests? Have you got it there?
I've got some of the guests here. We've got Steve Johnson, Alistair Clarkson, Gillon McLaughlin, Santo Chilaro, Tony Shaw, David Wirrpunda.
Crikey.
Ryan Fitzgerald, and Bernie Vince as well.
Couldn't get Andrew, he's already booked.
Nick Natanui's going to make appearance. Jack Rewalt and so is Eddie Betts.
Yes, I was with Nick Nat last night.
It must be sad and tough for you.
Yeah, it is. I think he has his moments where he sort of reflects and goes, you know, making a grand final, as you know, is so difficult. And he was unfortunately not there again. Andrew Gaff, Brad Shepherd as well. So there's been a few West Coast guys there that will be there in spirit.
But great responsibility on the shoulders of the West Coast.
Got to stand up and play well.
Dave O'Neill's about to step in and attempt to fill
my massive... Well, that'll be a nice, pleasant hour home for us. That'll be lovely. And I will get some twisties happening for you too, Dave.
And you've got to give away some tickets to the Front Bar.
I'm going to give away some tickets, Dave.
I might call him.
Do you want to do it now or at the end of the show?
Oh, I don't care.
No, well, do it at the end of the show.
Okay.
Let's just
stick
get
around
on.
For that.
Okay. Off you go. Go to your makeup and hair.
Thanks, Andrew. We've talked AFL. We're going to talk NRL too with Gus Wallen coming up.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
It is the big second hour, and you are here with Jane Kennedy and Dave O'Neill.
Yes, I'm filling in for Mick.
Mickey has gone off to... He's put on weight. He's got to prepare so much for his big two-hour...
little TV show.
Front Bar show, which is on Channel 7 tonight at 8:30. So Dave has kindly said that he would step in for the next hour, which I'm... very excited about.
And because of school holidays, very happy to be here.
Yes, I understand that too. We've got Gus Wallen in a minute. We're going to talk to him because, of course, the big game on Sunday. He's a big Roosters fan. NRL. And we want to talk to him about a few things there. Also, we're going to announce we've had a slash competition.
We're going to
announce the prize for that, a whole lot of other stuff we're going to go through. We're going to give away some Front Bar tickets as well. Right. But first, we're going to head to... Gussie Wallen, Triple M legend. How are you, matey?
I'm great. Thanks, Shane. G'day, Dave. What would Mick possibly be preparing for in that two-hour show of his with just a few more cans?
Yeah. Well, you know, I did think the same thing, and I wouldn't mind tracking him to see if he's not at a pub for the first hour. 100%. That he's heading.
Yeah, no I know. Way he's doing anything.
He's not going straight there. There'll be a stop.
No way.
No. See, now, Gus, the only sort of... shining light that I have this weekend for myself. I'm a Melbourne AFL supporter, but of course a Melbourne Storm fan, and we're up against the mighty Roosters, and you're a long-time fan, but Am I getting this right? You're not going to be able to attend the game?
Yeah, it's ridiculous the way it's worked out. But, you know, you've had me on before talking about my foundation, Gotcha for Life, and my best mate, Hugh Jackman, which I whore out every now and again.
Yes. Well, like why wouldn't you?
Yeah, if you can, you do. Yes. And there's a couple of charities, one called Save Our Sons as well, and we whore Jacko out for a breakfast in New York, and it's always this Sunday morning coming up, so I'm always away. I'm in the air for the AFL Grand Final, so I'm asking the pilot for the score. Then I'm at the Australian bar at around about between 4 and 5 o'clock. The kickoff is in New York at the Australian bar, so I'll be there doing that this weekend.
Well, there'll be a good atmosphere there because there's plenty of Aussies who are living in New York, and I imagine plenty of Collingwood fans too for the AFL game.
Yeah, plenty of ferals for the AFL game.
Oh, yeah.
Your poor Melbourne, I'm a Hawthorn fan, but you got hammered, didn't you, in the West?
Yeah, it was brutal.
Shattered, and it was over so quickly.
Yeah, I was actually there at the game. It was terrible.
Did you stay the whole time, or did you leave?
Yes, of course. It's manners to stay.
It's good.
Gutsy.
Gussie, there was the Dally M Awards last night.
Yes.
That was an amazing... Actually, what was one of the most moving things was the haka that was... were you watching at home, I suppose?
Yes, I was. Roger Chuvakashek, who is just a legend, he's an ex-rooster, went across back to the Warriors. He came across here as a young bloke, went back to the Warriors, now captaining them, and they fell short again in terms of you know, where they wanted to be for this season. But he's been an outstanding player, and the boys got up and gave him that haka. And to get an individual haka like that, Jane,
it's a huge honour.
A huge honour, and he's such a great kid, a great family, plays the game the right way. He is scintillating, and he's a well-deserved winner and the first one ever by the Warriors.
We might just play a bit of that haka, the intro, when after he finished his speech and a couple of the boys did an impromptu haka. We've just got a bit of that to play here now. What a great honour that was. And looking at Roger's face too was just so, it was serene, it was proud and emotional. Wow, what a night. Any other shocks from the night?
Oh, look, there's always a few shocks around. It's because they play every single position and they vote for every single position. There's a bloke called Latrell Mitchell.
Yeah.
If your Melbourne supporters don't understand who he is, he's a wonderful young player for the Roosters who was a star in the State of Origin, and he didn't get centre of the year, and everyone thought that was a little bit funny. And there's always a couple of ones where if you go for one bloke, like Cameron Smith, for instance, Smith won his fourth Dally M of the year as captain, but you know, Boyd Cordner, who finished on top of him in terms of the Roosters finishing top in the Premiership and also captain New South Wales against Smith and beat him in the State of Origin, I would have thought Boyd should have got that. But, you know, it's a good argument over a couple of beers. At the end of the day, great players miss out all the time, don't they?
So, of course they do.
It's a big congrats to whoever wins.
And on to more important matters, best on ground for best dressed chick on the
night. Well, it used to be the AFL girls used to have it over our...
Yeah, but girls, I'll tell you what, seeing the pictures I've seen, some absolute hotties that were at the award show last night.
They were stepping up magnificently. The boys have done great, and most of them are punching massively above their weight. And good luck to them. If you can't cash in when you're a cashed up, good looking rooster playing footy, then you're pretty much going to battle most of your life, aren't you?
Why not? Now you're a bit biased, of course, for who you're going to go for. What's the betting? What's the odds at the moment? Do you know?
Yeah, it's about because Cooper Cronk looks like he won't play, guys, and. Of course, Slater, unbelievably.
Oh, really?
Getting off the shoulder charge. They're about $1.68, and I think the Rooster is about $2.10. But
it can go either
good. Way.
Yeah.
I just think the Storm, I've said it all year, they're the best team. They're the team that everyone looks up to. Just their whole setup is amazing. But when you're a Rooster, you, of course, want to go for them. But the thing is that no one likes a Storm and no one really likes the Roosters.
No, so you...
it's going to be a tough one for the...
We've got a similar situation. Of course, there's a similar situation in Melbourne as well with Collingwood and West Coast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you'll all be there to watch and, of course, their fans care. But yeah, for the neutral, it's a bit how you're going, isn't
That's
it?
That's right. Yeah. Gussie, have a great trip. Give my love to Hugh and Deborah.
He talks about you all the time.
I know, oh, I know. It's embarrassing.
Really is. In front of Deb as well.
Oh, God, stop. Oh, never mind. Look, we'll cope. Good on you, Gus, and we'll see you and chat to you when you get home.
Jane, it must be nice working with a professional at least for an hour or so.
It's so pleasant. You wouldn't believe it, Gus. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Gus.
Gus Wallen there. By the way, the NRL Grand Final this Sunday, the Roosters taking on the Storm at ANZ Stadium, which you can hear around Australia, Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne, Adelaide on the Triple M stations, Triple M regional New South Wales and Queensland. Outside those areas, you can get it on the Triple M app. Should be fantastic.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
This one's going to be massive. Can't see the
Slash, featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators' new album, Living the Dream, out now.
Win your way to LA to see Slash.
Come on!
But only if you can make Mick and Jane laugh.
Wow, here we go, guys. This is going to be huge.
Look, for the last 2 weeks, we have been giving people the opportunity to go on the wait list, yeah, Dave, for this incredible prize, which is to go with a mate to see Slash live at the Hollywood Palladium on Sunset Boulevard in LA.
Wow. It's soon, yes.
It's return airfares, 4 nights accommodation, hotel transfers, $500 spending money.
Nice.
And, of course, the incredible Slash concert tickets. And we have decided there is a winner. I mean, right, people made us laugh a lot, but there was one person who put in a call to us and really we thought was absolutely brilliant.
And what's her name?
Her name's Tatiana.
Oh, my God!
Tatiana. And she's on the line. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're going to LA.
Oh, my God.
Now, I know that you're a fan of Slash and Gunners. Yes. Is that correct? Have you seen them before?
Yes. I went to their last concert when they were in Melbourne at the MCG.
Oh, fantastic. Wow. Now, here's the thing. Have you got your passport ready?
Not quite, but...
No?
Yeah, we can do that.
You don't have a passport or...?
It's just expired.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, we better get a run. Can we just play to everyone, Dave? If you didn't hear Tatiana's call, have a listen. The question was, what was the subject matter again, Dave? We had
I
people
can't
to call
remember. Over. Do you remember, Tatiana, what you rang up for?
Yeah. Yeah, so it was ringing up about faux pas.
Oh, yes, okay. We've actually got the actual call that went to air, Tatiana. This is when you've put your foot in it.
Sure.
Okay.
Talking faux pas.
Tatiana.
Well, my husband works at Crown Casino, and this particular night he was doing the door at the Allan Border Medal.
Yep.
So checking everyone's passes and whatnot. So Alan Border walks up, goes to just walk in. My husband stops him and goes, hang on a minute, where's your pass? Alan Border's like, I don't have one, this is my medal.
Oh, Tatiana.
Oh. So you can thank Alan Border now. And when you have the Alan Border medal comes on every year, you can reminisce about this incredible trip you've won.
Are you taking the husband? Or?
Oh, I'm going to have to now, aren't I?
Yeah.
Congratulations, Tatiana.
Thank you so much. You've made my day.
Don't introduce him to Slash. You may not know who he is. Yeah, that's right. The hair and the hat.
And the hat. Yeah, the guitar.
The big dude on lead guitar.
Have a good time.
Thank you so much.
It's going to be great.
By the way, Slash featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators, Living the Dream, the album is out now. And, congratulations, Hollywood Palladium. That is huge.
Wow.
God, awesome. LA.
Why aren't we going across and doing a show from there?
We could do that. We could have done that.
We could. We've still got time.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Last time I went to LA, we went to Spargo's, which is just a restaurant for celebrity spotting.
Oh, yeah.
And I said to the waiter, hey, we're from Australia. Any celebrities? He goes, well, don't stare at them, but not one, but two Captain Kirks were having dinner together.
Two Captain Carl from...
William Shatner.
No kidding.
And the bald guy, with their wives.
Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, Patrick Stewart. They're having dinner together.
That's nuts.
Talking all things Star Trek.
Dave, what's so funny is, hi, we're from Australia.
Yeah. Any celebrities here?
Keeping it real Star
Trek. Class all the way. Good on you, Dave.
Right. Dave O'Neill is with us. More after this.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy.
Kennedy Malloy. Great to have Dave O'Neill with us because I was subbing in for Mick, who's had to go.
Well, this is something we've been talking about. Mick Malloy has, of course, got the front bar tonight. It's a special two-hour grand final show that will be seen around Australia from 8:30 onwards. But, you know, he couldn't stay to the end of this show.
Yeah, it's incredible.
And I'm not sure what he's got to do extra, but, you know.
I filled in last time when he was doing a movie or something.
That's right.
Then he was away for a while. He's got the best person beginning out of work I've ever seen.
Well, we were discussing
work shy.
Work shy, is that what it's called?
There was a guy at my dad's work they used to call the Rusty Gun because he wouldn't work and they couldn't fire him. The Rusty Gun. Oh, but my dad was the king of getting out of work.
Really?
Well, he was a trades teacher and I went to his retirement, which was a bucket of KFC and a bottle of
Pepsi. Don't scoff at that because I'll tell you what, there's plenty of people who don't want fancy food and would have loved
their retirement
that KFC.
Party. Mm. And the guy I got up and said, oh, Kevin, my dad, he's famous for getting out of work. He always used to say, I'm going to check my car, and then he would disappear for an hour.
just
a phantom, but then he would come back.
Okay.
But there are great ways to get out of work. My sister-in-law used to, she worked in like a big office, would get a clipboard and just walk around talking to people. Because you got the clipboard.
Yeah. Oh, that gets you get out of jail card free
all
the time.
One of my other mates would just put his jacket behind on his and just go home for a while. So he lived near work. He put the jacket on the chair.
Oh, so it looks like he's still at work.
Yeah, he's still there. Yeah, I mean, I've used that. That is a great method.
I have had a lot of babysitters over the years.
Yeah.
And the ones that I realised are probably not the most reliable are girls aged between 18 and 26. And the worst time to get a babysitter is for a Sunday morning.
Oh, yeah.
And I would invariably every week get the call at about 9 when they're due at 10. Oh, my God. Oh, you won't believe it. I was in a terrible car accident.
Oh,
I
right.
go, well, what?
Get yeah, you talk off. To anyone who manages a McDonald's, it's the worst thing.
Oh, Sunday morning.
And one of the guys was telling me that owned a McDonald's. He said that the girls don't ring up themselves now, their mums ring up for them.
Well, that's weak. Don't do that. Hey, look, we want to find out some really good excuses.
For getting out, what's your technique for getting out of work in your workplace?
That's right. 1-333-53. Give us a call now. I love that jacket on the back of the chair.
Jacket on the back of the chair,
that's
works.
Brilliant.
We used to put it in when we worked at office, we put it in the back and then we go to the pub for the afternoon and then just come back and grab your jacket at 5. Well, it was the 80s. So,
you know what you could do too these days? Have like an old mobile phone and just leave that on the desk.
Leave it on the desk. Yeah. Well, he's here.
He's here somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah, what's your trick?
All right, give us a ring. 1-333-53, your technique for getting out of work.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Dave O'Neill joining us, as heard on Triple M Central Queensland. A big shout out to those guys.
Love
got us
it.
On this
guys.
Afternoon. Scott and Andrew for breakfast and Kennedy Malloy
we're
to drive you
Mount
home.
Mount Isa all around there.
That's
Julia
more
Creek.
Sort of central Queensland there, Dave. You sort
okay,
of got your Gladstone
your
Rockhampton and Maribyrrh, that part of the world.
I've done gigs in all those joints.
Yes, you have actually. How many gigs you got this weekend coming up?
I've got 6 coming
Good
up.
Good God.
Yeah, because it's AFL Grand Final where I live.
Okay.
I love me footy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't, but I pretend pretty well.
Yeah, you get through it.
And you're one excellent person to have at these events. Now, we are asking people what are their sort of their getting out of work tricks.
Yes, exactly.
What are their, what do they do to sort of indicate and get out of it? Because Mick Malloy's,
he's just work shy.
He's done the runner for the last hour. Kate, how are you?
I'm well, thank you, Jane.
Yeah, good. Kate, what is your tip? Well, what have you picked up with getting out of work?
Well, I actually inadvertently discovered it today and I'm a bit scared to say it, but my boss was travelling, so I sat in his office and in my defence I was working, but everyone who came up to the door went, oh, I can see you're working on something really important, believe me alone.
Yeah. You're in the boss's office.
I'm sitting in the boss, seriously, I could have done anything.
Yeah.
And people just all day long walked up, saw me and then took 10 steps back. So
this is ingenious.
It's a good idea.
Right. I love it.
It's a good idea.
Actually, sometimes I go and sit in our boss's, in Fitzy's office. Just sit
really?
On, yeah, yeah, just sit on the cat.
Feeling of power.
Feel the power of that chair.
When I used to work in retail, I used to work at Myers and as a casual part-time kid, and we'd go to the reserve. It was at the back where all the shoes were kept.
Yeah.
And you'd say, you just go, I'm going to go find some extra stock, and you just sit out there for 20 minutes.
In the supermarket, I used to sit in the cold room, but we got pneumonia. I said it so often.
That's no good. Okay, we've got Damo on the line. Damo, what do you guys do?
What did I do?
Yeah.
Well, I had a very, very important job, I thought. I used to work in logistics for the Army as a contractor. And I was leaving and my boss said to me, look, you've got all this sick leave left. You may as well start using it. I said, oh, all right, no worries. and we tried everything from like arm stuck in the cornflakes to put me back out, getting on my motorbike. But for my last day, I just rang him up and I said, look, Steve, I've got nothing.
You went the honest road.
You run dry.
I did.
And how'd it work out for you, Damo?
Oh, he loved it. He was absolutely rapt.
Yeah, sick day.
Gave me a glowing reference.
Yeah, good on you.
You don't take a sick day when you're sick. Well, if you're sick, you go to work.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right. Well, we don't want that, really, because we don't. No one else wants to get sick. Mm. Thanks, Damo.
Turn up in an iron lung, I would.
Hello, Brad. How are you going?
Yeah, how you going? Driving trucks a fair bit, and what we used to do is we used to park near any sort of train boom gates, and we used to have an extra long smoko.
That's awesome.
Damn, we can't move and speak our traffic. So
you use the sound of the boom gates to make it sound authentic.
Smoko.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's a great
tip.
I love
that one.
So do I.
Ding, 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 ding. Nah, mate, can you hear it?
Oh, these have been down for bloody hours.
They're great.
Thanks, Brad. That's great. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Mick. James.
Yeah, how you going, Rob? We got Dave O'Neill here too, Rob.
Yeah, Mick's gone.
Mick's gone off work. That's why we're doing this, trying to find out what people do with work.
Yeah, I got a work colleague. His name, I call him Two-Ply Dodge.
Two-ply, is that alluding to something you might find in a toilet roll?
Yes, exactly. he loves the toilet about 12 times a day. And,
what?
Jeez.
Yeah,
so he just sits in there, does he? Like on his phone, looking at stuff?
Oh, I don't know. As soon as he sees hard work, he's on the toilet.
He's on the toilet.
Two-ply dodge.
His metabolism's not good.
And
the dodge is, he dodges any hard work that he can see.
Yeah. Oh, well, big cheerio to Two-Ply.
Yeah, hi, yeah. How you going?
He's probably on the toilet.
He probably is right now. Thanks, Rob. Let's go to Craig.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good. What's up, Craig?
Now, I actually rang in one morning and told the boss that I had trouble with my eyes, that I can't see myself coming into work today.
Not bad. What do you do for a job?
I think a stonemason.
You'd
probably really have to have good eyes for that, wouldn't you?
Absolutely, yeah.
Exactly. You don't want to make a wrong move there. Thanks for that, Craig. We might finish up with Paul. How are you going, Paul?
Yeah, very good, team. Thank you.
Yes.
Look, I found the best excuse that stops any further questions from the boss was always explosive diarrhea.
Oh, you don't want that turning up to work.
Yeah. No, they don't want to ask any more questions, do they?
No, that's right. And you start to give them more and they're trying to get off the phone just as quickly.
Yes, I understand that. I think also women have a very go-to of that one that they sometimes bring up more than once a month. They can do quite a few
like
times.
Like at school when the girls weren't doing the PE.
Oh, yes.
It's that time of the month.
Which happened.
I tried that once. It worked.
Didn't work for you? Hey, good one. Thanks very much for calling, everyone.
Yeah, I'm going to come back right after this with Dave O'Neill joining us.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Well, thanks to Crossray Barbecues. It's the only barbecue you'll ever need, and that's a Crossray, which you can see the range at Harvey Norman.
Well, you've got to get down to Harvey Norman before Saturday and Sunday, before the big games are on.
Yep.
And you've got no idea. These are the barbecues of the future. Forget your crappy old barbecues. Mm. Forget getting out briquettes and stuffing around with that. Yeah. You've got your four burners or your two burners that you can put on your balcony. Mm. Do you love to barbecue food? I can see you doing that, Dave.
Yes. Sausages today for the kid. We had for the kids today barbecuing. Yeah, well, I love barbecue food.
Can you imagine if you had it on one of these babies?
It'd be great.
It's got high intensity infrared burners, LED illuminated control knobs. So there you are at night.
My God.
Yeah.
It's all lit up. It is the future. It's got the best thing all, an easy to access drain tray. You know, I like that.
That's good.
Because it all gets down and you forget about it for about a year.
I've thrown two barbecues out.
Me too, because I couldn't be bothered cleaning it.
Oh, rust up.
Rust up. This baby won't rust. This is genius. You've got to get onto the Crossrays barbecue. It is the smarter, easier way to barbecue. Trust me. And what does Mick Malloy say about it?
The meat tastes better. Good Lord. Pardon me, Your Majesty. All right, well, thanks to Crossray. Crossray.com.au. You can see the full range there.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
Dave O'Neill is with us as well because I'm mixing my telly tonight.
Yeah, he's got to go. There's a lot, trust me, a lot of time he's got to spend in hair and makeup. Yeah.
Oh, I've seen his show. It seems off the cuff, isn't it?
It takes a lot to choose the shirts that he wears.
Is that what it is?
Yes, it is. Now, you're doing a lot of gigs at the moment because it's a busy time of year for you. Now, you're telling me that you're going to do a gig tonight.
Tonight.
And you're coming on twice.
Yeah, it's weird. Occasionally you do a gig with a... It's always some old guy on the comedian who goes, oh, no, the comedian's got to come on twice.
So what
you
is
do
that?
A, no. You do a short no. spot before dinner, then after dinner you do another spot.
What, to the same crowd?
It's the same crowd. And you lose a bit of impact.
No oh, yeah. kidding. That's the first, ridiculous.
The first time I come on, I'll just be pinging off the crowd because
yeah.
it's an old guy's sort of function, right. like older than
oh,
me.
Oh, so you'll be picking them out.
Oh,
then
man, look, you're writing your penny farthing here, mate. What's yours? What was the war like? I'll be doing all that gear.
You'll have to really go the back row as well for the second round.
Well, the second round, I run out of people. I honestly do. I run out
Dave,
of people.
Dave, this is emceeing. Yeah, I think that's... you're in a different bracket for
more
fee.
Money.
More,
of course.
I'm going to be your manager.
You should be my manager.
I should be.
I am a bit of a pushover.
You've got to start saying no. You say no, you say, I'm happy to do the gig, but I'm just going to come on
once.
Jane's your Max Markson. That's what she is.
Oh, yes, she is.
Wow. Well,
and then I've got to get up. I've got to do a breakfast gig tomorrow, then a lunchtime one, and then a night one. And then the next day, I'm going to do another breakfast one.
Well, so this is because it's school holidays, isn't it? So.
Yeah, out of the house.
out of
sorry,
the house.
Kids.
Getting around. All right, well, we have had a big show today. One of the things, sorry, I blubbed on air. Nothing.
Oh, because of Lee Simon leaving.
Yes, Lee Simon's leaving. So we want to say wish all the best to Lee.
Yeah.
And, of course, we had the spectacular Donald Trump press conference that we're still getting over. You'll be able to hear that on
grab
our
podcast. And all the podcasts that you've missed at kennedymalloy.com.au. Yourself being a podcaster, Dave.
Oh, it's the future, isn't it?
Yeah.
Apparently.
Dave, have we given away all the tickets for the front bar?
All the tickets
all gone.
Are gone to the front bar.
We also had a very excited winner, Tatiana, who is going off to see Slash in LA with her husband. He was the guy that he was at the Alan Border Medal as a doorman, as a security. And wouldn't let Alan Border in. So.
That is a great story.
Slightly awkward. Slightly awkward.
Just won a trip to Hollywood to see
Absolutely.
Slash.
Absolutely. So, all right, we'll have a good gig tonight.
Thanks, Jane.
And again, give me a call and I'll
you can be my man.
In.
I love it.
Yeah, like
or
management.
I can just call up like a mum would and just say, Dave can't do that.
What are you doing? Yeah.
Well, thanks to Dave O'Neill for swinging by. We'll see you soon for Kennedy Malloy.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy. See the Barbie everyone's singing about. Crossray Barbecues! Crossray.com.au